Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Did you get another hair transplant?
What do you mean, do you think?
Or is it just all grown in?
Why would I have got another hair transplant?
It's looking thick. Yeah.
But you would have known if I had another hair transplant.
No, because I haven't seen you for 6 months. You might have gone...
You saw me the other day.
Yeah, I know, before that.
You've seen me. What do you mean 6 months? What do you mean you haven't seen me?
I've seen you in person.
Yeah, you have. We went into lockdown at like... April.
March.
We're now in August, and I saw you in June.
Yeah, shit. So we're going to be 32 soon.
Wait, have we gone straight on to another conversation? Is that it?
No, I'm just being very aware of my mortality at the moment.
And you're 32 before me.
Yeah, I know. So respect your elders.
All right, I will. Hello, all you lovely listeners. Welcome to a bonus episode of Private Parts. And by the way, we are in what, Francis?
We are in flux, a state of flux.
No. Where are we recording the podcast?
Southwark.
Yeah, but we're in the studio.
Where's the boundary from Southwark and Borough?
What, in London?
Yeah.
I don't know how they cut the lines. I don't know where the boroughs.
You know how to cut a few lines, don't you? So the fact is that we're back in the studio after, although I requested that you wear a mask, your GIMP mask.
Yeah, I'm not wearing it.
No.
But we are 2 meters distance away from each other, so which is quite nice.
Is this 2 meters?
This is definitely 2 meters.
But it's 1 meter, I thought.
It's two. I think it's 1.5 meters, but we've gone for the safety of 2 meters just to be totally sure.
Yeah.
So we can't quite reach each other. But listen to all of you private parters who stuck with us throughout this Zoom calls and Skype things and Zencasters and crowd.
Hey, but actually, we'd love to know whether you felt like the remote recording was, how was it? Were you happy? Were you satisfied? Because, you know, that's an option.
No, I like it way better in person. I feel like I need this kind of human contact almost.
What about the 2 meter rule, Jamie?
Yeah, we're not going to touch each other. But I like being in the same room as you. It feels better. Look, we can see each other.
Yeah, it is better. It's better.
Can I tell you that I had a... I've obviously moved into my new flat, right?
Obviously.
Yeah.
How long is your lease there?
The rent?
Yeah.
A year with a 6 month break clause.
Oh, that's good. So
yeah, that's right.
So if you want to leave in 6 months.
Yeah, but also the landlord can kick me out in 6 months. Didn't realize that. He can sort of say, you can go.
I think that's how it works. The break clause.
Right? Well, I didn't, both ways. I didn't know that. Anyway, so I went and bought a Hoover. I've never bought a Hoover ever. I think my mum gave me her Hoover.
That surprises me.
What do you think I'd do with it?
I mean, you obviously you used to work as a cleaner when you were at university, pay your way through. school and thought you would have. I suppose they supplied your.
I thought you were going to say that I would do weird things with a Hoover. I thought that's what.
No, God, what? I mean, no, I don't. What kind of weird stuff can you do with a Hoover?
I don't know. Suck loads of dust up, I think that's what you can probably do. But anyway, I bought this Hoover, and I've never bought a Hoover before. Do you know how expensive a Hoover is?
Do you know? I mean, a proper Hoover, a brand name Hoover.
A brand name.
Henry Hoover.
I didn't get a Henry Hoover, no. I didn't get a... I got a brand name Hoover, a brand that I'd never heard of.
What's that called?
Shark.
Oh, that's not a Hoover then.
It is.
It's a vacuum cleaner.
What's the difference?
Hoover is the brand.
No. What do you mean Hoover's the brand?
Yeah, Hoover is the brand of vacuum cleaner.
Who created the Hoover?
Henry Hoover.
No, he didn't. Henry Hoover created a car, didn't he?
You think of Henry Ford?
Yeah. So wait, Hoover's a type of...
Hoover is a brand of vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, this is...
But it's become sort of a colloquial term for all vacuum cleaners because it was such a successful brand. There are a few brands like that. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Crapper.
Thomas Crapper.
Yeah.
He invented the toilet.
I don't think he invented it, but he made a very successful brand of...
I
think the toilet maybe predates Thomas Crapper.
No, he invented...
The need for it, I think, has been around since...
You know. No, he invented the first flushing toilet.
But perhaps the flushing toilet, but not the first toilet.
No, the first toilet, we used to do it into a into a hole or in
any... It's on the ground. The earth was the first toilet. The earth got there first.
You used to do it into a little pot, and then what you'd do in the morning...
I didn't.
No, not you didn't, but people did.
Yeah, but I suppose you did, right, if you had a potty.
Yeah, people used to put it into a pot... And they used to defecate.
Smoke it.
They used to defecate into a pot. So they pee, they poop, they do all that into a pot. And then they would throw it out the window shout, Gardy Lou!
A bucket, a bedpan.
Yeah, a bedpan. And they would throw it out.
Aren't you glad the bedpans they went out of fashion?
Do you know what?
They still use them in hospitals, don't they?
I am. But sometimes in the middle of the night when I am so tired and I wake up and I need the loo, I wish I had a bedpan. Do you know what you used to do?
Would you poo in a bedpan?
I never need a poo in the middle of the night.
With your, like, what are your sort of diarrhea sneezes?
I thought you said diary of sneezes.
Diary of sneezes. Do you keep a diary of your sneezes?
No, but do you know what I used to do at school? At school, we had basins in our room, and
you peed in the basin.
I used to pee in the basin, yeah.
And yeah, who didn't pee in the basin?
Yeah, everyone. If you went to a boarding school and you had a basin in your room, I think everyone pretty much peed in the basin. And then
I remember once I got food poisoning. Actually, there was some sort of thing. So basically, it's a really horrible story. So. I went into my friend's room at school, and he had like a big, like loads of sweets, just like on his bed. So he would occasionally go in and like steal a few sweets when he was at lessons or whatever.
When he wasn't looking.
Anyway, then I went in there and I had some like jelly beans, and I was like, oh, jelly beans, they're open or whatever. And I was like, oh, they're a bit wet. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then I was like, oh, where's Fraser? And they were like, oh, Fraser, he got really ill. He went up to the San, and he was sick all over his stuff. As basically, I'd eaten some of his jelly beans with sick on
he'd
them.
He'd vomited on them. Well, he'd vomited them up.
He'd got some vomit. And then suddenly I was just like, oh my God. And within about 15 minutes, I don't know whether it was just finding out or if it was actually, it was like a psychological thing or it was actually the virus or whatever it was. But I was suddenly sick in my basin. And I was like, in bed feeling like awful. So then I had to go up to the thing. And I just remember my housemaster, as I was leaving with this was my favorite housemaster before he left. And then we got another one. And he was like trying to unblock the thing with a hanger.
He was trying to scrape it.
He was trying to unblock it because it blocked the sink.
He was trying to unblock. It's like the time where.
That was probably.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that was the sickest I was at school. But the sickest I've ever been was when I got typhoid.
Oh, you told me that. You thought you were going to die.
Yeah. That's a proper deadly virus.
Yeah, typhoid. And you were in the middle of Africa as well, weren't you?
Yeah. I thought I was going to die.
From a salad.
Yeah, and you know what? I had the typhoid vaccine, but it didn't stop me getting typhoid.
You win.
Hey!
There was this time I remember trying to...
Maybe it gave me typhoid.
This is quite a horrible story. But when Spencer...
Do you know 70% of the polio that exists now in the world is vaccine strain?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, that's interesting.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, so listen, when I was living with Spencer in New York, Spencer Matthews in New York, we lived in this apartment in the meatpacking district, and we were pretty hungover in the morning, and we didn't realise that we had to get out of the flat, and there were cleaners coming down to do one of the huge cleans, you know, they completely spring clean it. And just before, I'm talking 30 seconds before they arrived, I had just finished going to the bathroom and I tried to flush the loo and it didn't flush. And I was like, oh my God, the cleaners just come up. And so I was just standing in front of the loo trying to block it, like pretending, oh, there's nothing in here. And I said, Spen, I don't know what to do. And he said, you're going to have to get rid of it. So I don't know what to do. He said, oh, I'll do it. And he went in with a knife. And cut it all up to try and flush it, and then came out and said, nah mate, you're fucked, I can't do anything there. It was the most vile thing. Yeah. On that note, we have a very special episode today because we have a winner on our bonus episode. Now, a while ago, we sent out a little note on the podcast. We spoke about it. We spoke about saying that any designers out there, anyone who can design t-shirts, we want you to send in your designs and we're going to pick a winner. And the winner will then appear on the podcast via call, because obviously at the moment we can't meet in person. And we have our lucky winner. I'm super excited to announce that on our bonus episode today, the winner of the t-shirt design competition is Joe. So we're going to give Joe a call right now.
Hello.
Hi, is that Joe?
It is Joe, yeah.
Hey, Joe, it's Jamie and Francis here from Private Parts.
Hi, Jamie and Francis, how are you?
Oh,
good.
We're great, Joe. Hey, Joe.
That's brilliant.
Joe, you're the winner of our t-shirt competition.
Yeah, that's me.
Do you know what that means that you have to do?
What does that mean I have to do?
You have to send us a picture of your t-shirt, but really wet.
What?
Yeah. Is that not the idea behind it?
It's not a wet t-shirt.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we can organise it, to be fair.
That's Jamie's request, his personal request for his own private wank bank.
Hey, Joe, where are you in the world?
I'm in Yorkshire.
Oh, you're in Yorkshire. Whereabouts in Yorkshire?
Just north of Harrogate.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely. I went to Leeds University, so I know Harrogate very well.
Is it Harrogate or Harrogate?
It might be Harrogate or Harrogate. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I've lived here for 21 years, and that's what I've called it. So,
Joe, 21 years?
Joe, does that make you 21 years old?
It's me 22. 22, yeah, 22 in February. So I have lived here virtually all my life. And the stints I did away at uni.
And Joe, are you single at the moment? Are you not single?
No, my girlfriend lives in London, actually, and she actually introduced me to your podcast because she used to drive to come see me. She lives in Lincoln, but she now lives in London because she's got a job in London. And she used to come drive and see me, and I sort of used to listen to sort of Jordan Peterson podcasts and things. And I used to say, oh, what do you listen to? And she listens to Podcast. I said, I've never listened to that. And then kind of started listening to it, and I am a massive fan.
And then your life changed forever, right? Is that what you're trying to say? That we changed your life forever?
Would you say that we changed your life?
Point, sure, yeah.
Would you say that we changed your life more than Jordan Peterson?
I'd have to probably think about that one, to be fair. But it's, you know, it's very close. Yeah.
Joe, I tell you what, I for some reason I really, really like you. I really want you to, when we can, I feel like you should come into the studio and you should do an episode with us, a bonus episode with us. Would you like to do that?
I would love to do that. Yeah, for sure. Anytime, any place. I will make the trek down to London. That'd be awesome.
Do you have a talent that you can bring us for so that we could see it? Yeah, do you have some sort of trick or talent that you could bring?
A trick or a talent? That is a really good. I don't really. I'm not untalented, but I'm.
It's like you're going for a job interview. I'm not untalented. It's just that I don't have a specific talent that I could.
His talent is modesty.
Nothing that would, I think your listeners would find particularly interesting.
It's probably also quite visual, and as a podcast, visual things aren't as good as.
I don't really. I don't know. I'm trying to get a bit more into freestyle rap and sort of cool. Up on the spot.
Well,
perhaps that could be something that I can incorporate, but that's something I don't think I'd be able to do now.
Joe, well, listen, now you've said it, Joe. You can't. So if you were going to give us, and this is before we, if you were going to give us a quick little rap about myself and Francis and you or Private Parts, could you give us a little freestyle rap? Give us some 4 bars. This is really putting you on the spot. I apologise. Now you're really regretting having listened to the podcast.
Francis and Jamie, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do it.
That doesn't even rhyme.
Joe, listen, we're putting you too much on the spot. What we're going to do, buddy, is when we can, we're going to bring you into the studio for a bonus episode so you can prepare a rap for us then. We would absolutely love that.
I will make a rap for when I come into the studio, and it will be something else, I think. It could launch my rap career, actually.
Hey, listen, the Yorkshire boy near Harrogate with his rap career, I think that's what's really good.
I mean, I think, that's putting a lot of faith in our... in our reach.
Joe, listen, big thank you from us. Thank you for being a fan of the podcast. We're a fan of yours. Yeah, we're going to get you into the studio at some point when we can. But for now, Joe, have a lovely weekend.
Man. Go out and enjoy the sun.
Actually, before you go, Joe, who do you like more, Francis or me?
So I actually asked my girlfriend this when I was driving down to London about 4 days ago. And... So I do have an answer from her. I haven't actually thought about it as much, but so I think my girlfriend prefers Francis, which...
the hell?
I don't know if it's the point of it. I'd tell you, Jay, but it's, you know, it's very...
She's only human.
Did you say, I don't know if that's disappointing? Is that what you just said?
No.
I know exactly
what type... And he needs to think about it.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what type of person your girlfriend is now, Joe. That's all I needed to know. Hey, Joe, listen, buddy. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch with you.
Are you insulting his girlfriend?
No, I'm not insulting his girlfriend. Joe.
I'm sure she'll be very flattered, Jamie.
Oh, Joe. We'll speak to you later, Joe. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Speak soon. Bye-bye.
What a lovely guy.
Oh, such a laid-back demeanour.
I know. This is why...
He's just so authentic. But you know what? I think I have a feeling that all of our listeners are like Joe. I think they're all just laid-back, cool dudes and dudettes.
Is it dudettes?
Dudettes is the female.
Maybe we should call all of our listeners Joe from now on.
Joe Public.
Instead of the private parters, we should just call them Joe. Hey, Joes.
No. I think the listener
is better.
No, private parters. But, well, why don't we take a vote from our listeners, what they think.
They should be called?
They should be called.
Joe.
What do they prefer to be called?
Joe or private parters?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I've got a question. Do you think our listener is a boy or a girl?
I think we don't have to specify their gender.
Gender neutral.
Yeah.
They're gender fluid.
Yeah, gender fluid. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. You know what it is. Yeah. Right, everyone. That is the end of the bonus episode, as always. Please tune in on Friday, where we have a very...
Special guest.
We don't know who it is yet, but it's going to be a very special guest. And we're probably going to record it in the studio once again, ain't we right? Ain't we right, Francis?
Are we?
I don't know. We always seem to be right. But listen, we're back in the studio for this one. We really enjoyed it. As always, please subscribe, comment. Also, if you would like to get in touch with us, we would really, really appreciate it. We love any form of touching. That sounds bizarre. I don't mean it that way at all. We just like the fact that you private partners do get in touch via post. If you want to send us some posts, anything at all, we're going to open them, talk about them, and perhaps you have a new business. Please send it to The Print Rooms, 164 to 180. That's The Print Rooms, 164 to 180, Union Street, London, SE1OLH, and title it Private Parts. That would be amazing. Also, please, why don't you write us an Apple review on the podcast charts? Like these people have, Sam P33. Love this so much. I walk around like a crazy person, laughing to myself as I muck out stables. Or Alex Hartley just found this little gem. As a train driver, yes, Francis, I need bright light of comedy to light the darkness I find myself in physically and metaphorically. Listening to Jamie trying to spell dinosaurs literally made me laugh so hard I farted. Keep up the good work, lads. Alex, the tube driver. So if you want to be like those guys, please write us a review because we will, of course, read it out. Follow us on Instagram at Private Podcast. Send us a DM. I don't know, subscribe. Probably exhausted you, all of that. But right, Francis, why don't you leave us with something really cool to end on?
Yes. Well.
Yeah, make it snappy. Come on.
Just go out there and you know, be good. Okay. Fight for freedom and fairness.
Sweet. We'll see you on Friday. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.